Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. Larissa D. Smith, known as some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My, we're going to have an awesome night tonight. We're going to be talking sports. This is our Talking Sports Plus. I'm Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host. We have some awesome co-hosts that join us from time to time. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Just remember, Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high schools, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We want to work this thing out, so we want you to take an opportunity, just relax as you get your libation or you get something you that can refresh you so you can get a chance to have an awesome time with us tonight, because we're going to talk about those historical black colleges and universities. The Coach's Corner, which focuses on our Division II, as well as our Power Five and our Paper Five, as well as high school and middle school. But we're going to work this out with all the rights to the music. But we want to share something with you to let you know we got to work this out, because the title of our show tonight is Football is the Hottest Sport in America. Tonight, so it's good to have you on the show. God has blessed us to get to Hump Day, which is Wednesday, and we're so glad to be able to be here to share some sports topics with you, the hottest sports topics around. Now, we want you to be a part of the show also by checking us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email us, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. We're also being broadcast by Instagram, and we're so glad to have an opportunity to be broadcast by Instagram. But we're going to talk about our Twitter account. You can check us out on Twitter as well, and you can tweet our show at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with a K_L_Smith, at Elliot Darrell with the number 1, at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. And on Instagram, we're so excited to be partners with these young men. These are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama, and the hammer they go by is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're going to give a shout-out this joining, also a co-host of the show, is our VP of the chapter, none other than Anthony Tony Stoneworth. He's joining us on Facebook. I know he's going to come in at the end. He promised I'll come in and I'm going to share some things at the end of talking about the high school sport. But we're glad to have that member of that fraternity, the great fraternity of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, special Greenville, Alabama, to be a part of this. So we want you to be able to follow what the brothers are doing in Greenville, Alabama. And that is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We also broadcast from time to time on Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15, as well as we just take an opportunity just to be on Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. See, it's good to be blessed. See, God has his hands on us. And we're so glad because, as I stated last night, we reached 428 episodes. Tonight is 429 episodes. Man, God has been awesome. And I know Brother Starward can remember when we started back in 2017. We was just a small get-up crew. But the get-up crew worked hard and made it where we are today. So we give God the praise because he's been good. He's been so good. I also want to shout out to the financial secretary of Theta Phi Sigma, Grumble with the number 10, on Instagram, as well as he's joining us from time to time on Facebook. That's Aaron.Ram, and that's Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett. Thank you so much. He's our financial secretary. Also, will be joining us in a little bit will be our director of social action. None other than the young man that's making things happen down in South Central Alabama. Him and his wife teaming up, which is a blue and white family. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. His wife is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. His son is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. His daughter is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Now, look at that blue and white family. But they're doing some awesome things down in Georgetta, Alabama, which is South Central Alabama. Just opened up a restaurant. They had a soft opening. But that opening was awesome. Because I passed by, that cars were packed in there on last Friday night. And it's called Mary Restaurant. Check them out. Check them out. And that's, if not mistaken, that's on 106. Highway 106 in Georgetta, Alabama. So check out our social action direction. And his wife that's doing awesome things. And that's Brother Marvin Smith and Sarah Katrina. I'm sorry, Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. I have to give her that right shot. But I see my brother over here, the VP of that chapter, that awesome chapter down there, the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Down in Greenville, Alabama, we have our VP on, Brother Tony Starward, also a cohort. Brother Starward, how you doing today?
I'm fine, Fred. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, man. It's, you know, I ask God just let me wake up one more day. He said, I'm going to let you do that one more day. So go do something. So that's what we're doing now when we're sharing the word through this vessel right here, brother. Thank you so much for joining. We got some awesome topics we want to talk about. We're going to kind of, and Brother Starver, I'm going to let you kind of jump in here early, and if you're ready to do some of that high school, because last week, just 2 weeks ago, we touched a little bit on it, but I have some other things about Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, but I want you to talk about that high school football in the state of Alabama. But before we do this, we want to make sure we go through all our promos and all the things that we need to get our show started up. Awesome, our host, but he hasn't joined us yet. He promises he's going to be here. He's out of North Alabama. We call him the King. Come on now, he's the King. He's up there. He's the author and the promoter and the director when he was at Chapman Middle School. Sixth boys middle school basketball championship. I'm sorry, versus. That's girls. Six girls middle school championships. Five boys middle school basketball championship. Two middle school football championship. We're so glad to have him when he's joining us, and he says he's going to make a point to be here tonight. None other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. And he'll be joining us, and I won't be as raving about the introduction when he eventually joins us. We also have two beautiful young ladies that's joining us. We have a millennium. She's doing some awesome things in Central Alabama. She's getting the young people energized as they could ever. You know, they right now they on their 14-day closure for the outbreak of COVID, but they're still working through virtual. None other than the young lady that carries the Smith last name. None other than Coach Lauren, and that coach is with a K, Lauren D. Smith. Then we have the owner, an author, a life coach of the River Region Generals, which is a semi-pro men and women basketball team. join us from time to time, Sarita Duncan. And I don't want to forget about the young man I briefly went over and talked about some things he's doing, and that's Brother Marvin Smith, doing some awesome things in South Central Alabama. And last but not least, when he has a chance, he come in from time to time. If not, he's sharing what we need to do to move forward. He is our radio personality. So glad to have him. He was here from the beginning, and we want to make sure that even if he's not in present, but this man is awesome. He's the conductor of the E-Train. Traveled from off all the way to Montgomery, from Montgomery to Troy down, Troy to Dothan, then step up a little bit here now and then in northern Florida, and come on back. None other than Don King of all things. The Don King of drag racing. My frat brother. Brother Tony Stallworth's frat brother. Brother Marvin Smith's frat brother.
Yes, sir.
None other than Darryl E-Train Elliott. He's, like I said, he steps in from time to time. He'll send them word, and Brother Stallworth know what I'm talking about. We want to get our show started tonight, but we want to make sure we always focus on what we can say our brand. That's WDSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States and north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. We want you to know that. And with this 429th episode that we're going to complete tonight, because God don't bless us to do it. He let us get here on hump day. So we're so thankful. We're not a weary traveler. We're a traveler that's doing God work, and we're going to keep doing it. Brother Stallworth, we're going to talk about some football, and football is the hottest sport in America. And we know when we sit in front of the television all weekend, grind it out, try to push and promote our teams to be successful. Games on starting like last night. Had a game on last night going all the way through Monday. That's football in America. Brother Stallworth, we're going to talk about our high school and middle school storyline. We want to jump right in and share some things about what's going on in the state of Alabama, some spotlight games, or just generally talking about the state of Alabama.
My brother, I'm in on you. Just want to kind of give everybody a little update on where we are in going into week six of high school football. You know, it should be noted that the championship for this year will not be in one of our major universities' facilities. It will be in Birmingham. The Alabama High School Athletic Association is giving it a little bit more taste to Birmingham, so I think everybody should know that going forward. But anyway, Thompson in Kellum is still number one in 7A, along with Hoover and Central Phoenix. But here's what happened. Auburn got upset last week by Central Phoenix City. And Tremaine, for your information, I love that it being James Timmons at number six. Now, in 6A, Lake Chalkwood is still on top there. Mount Brook is squeezing in there at 6-7 with Pinson Valley. Ah, Palaika, it's hanging on at 4-3. Now, in town, Brother Smith, Pike Road, something going on out there at Back Road. And whatever's going on out there is going on good. They are number two and number one in 5A. I don't know about want to see them. But here's a surprise team, locally, Greenville. Slipped by one last year, but came in at number 10. Number four at 4A, Hantley. Tremaine Madison Academy looks good up that way. And at hometown, Brother Smith, St. James is at number eight. And that's going to be some good football going on in there in the private schools. I hate to say it that way. Coming on a little later on. A surprise down in 3A. No surprise. Fight. And by the way, Fight has the longest winning streak in the state of Alabama
yep.
with the game as of now. That's to be noted. Trinity at number three at 6-0. T.R. Miller. T.R. Miller was out. The old head coach It's still rolling. You know, y'all know the coach down there now is from Maplesville. Clark County, what a surprise. I could have mentioned the other day. Number 1 and 2A, however, Clark County slipped from 4A to 2A in the last two, three years, didn't it? Ever and five, the net at two. And let's go down to look at GW Long and 8. I'm going to give you a little history on GW Long and 8. GW Long took on a new coach this year, and that coach was up in the coordinator at Brantley, doing very good at 4-1. Down in 1A, Beantown, Brantley, still at number one. However, that's next last week, lost the quarterback. Quarterback went down with a broken foot, slipping down a little young quarterback in there and breathe out of there. But, hey, here's what you got to look at. Somewhere down the line a little bit later on, Brantley will have to meet Sweetwater, and Sweetwater is hanging on at number two. That was that was a big game clock this week, too. I like the Greenwood Rehobo was a big one. Pike Road, Charles Henderson, it wasn't big, but it was big in numbers, so Pike Road put up 60. I remember Christmas put up 60 over Ashford 16, and St. James put up 52 over D.T. Washington. What a fun. It's something about, I don't need to call up to the DT and tell them boys to start worrying about basketball. Don't play football in France. The Vine looking pretty good there in 2A. However, they had a good one last week with Calhoun. Calhoun getting ready to play basketball. We know how that works. However, football is rolling. It's almost that time.
Yes, sir.
Hold on to your horses. We're going to find out whether we have some contenders or pretenders. There you have it. All seven classes. High school football. And again, the championship has been moved contractual to Birmingham's new facility, a contract agreement between the High School Athletic Association and the City of Birmingham for the next 5 years. Thank
awesome.
You so very much,
awesome.
Alabama. Thank you so much, Auburn. But it's time to move on. There you have it.
Awesome. There you go. Thank you, Brother Stallworth and Coach Stallworth and co-host Tony Touchdown Stallworth. So glad he gave you a bliss of all what's going on in Alabama High School Athletic Association. He gave you the rankings down to the class. And that's what I – and if in your neck of the woods, if you want to share something about what's going on in your high schools, in your middle school, give us a call. Type it in if you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram. Take that opportunity to share those thoughts with them. We want to make sure you know on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Again, on Instagram, we are so proud to shout out instead partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwood with the number 10. Begin to follow them if you can be on top of what we're doing. And we're so glad to have that opportunity to share some things with you. Now, we want to kind of move forward to make sure you have a call-in number. If you want to call in and share your thoughts about your team in your neighborhood or the team you may know of, we're asking you to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, and then we're going to move forward to making you live so you can chat with Touchdown Tony Stallworth and Dr. Lowe. Since I still have you with me, Brother Stallworth, let's take this opportunity. I want to talk about a couple topics and with the historical black colleges and universities. Because let's keep in mind, Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, as well as high school and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. We're going to kind of look at what happened over last weekend. Some of our power teams fell by the wayside. Some of the teams we thought were going to just cruise through, not cruising through. Some of the teams we thought was on the upswing looked like they were backed out on the downswing. So we want to be able to talk a little bit about it. We'll start off first, we'll start with Alabama A&M. We went down to Grambling. Went down there excited because they was ranked number one in the power ranking of the historical black colleges and universities. They are the 2020 SWAC champions. Went down to Grambling and came back with a L.
And everybody now questioning what's going on. What's going on with Alabama A&M? But we ought to ask, what's going on with Grambling? Traditionally, always at the top of their game, especially in Grambling, Louisiana. So they sent Alabama A&M back to Alabama with that loss. And now they're trailing behind one of the most improved teams under a splash of a high. Young man called Prime Time. That's Coach Deion Prime Time Sanders with his son, the quarterback. They are making things happen because they are now ranked number one in the historical Black College and University power ranking. So, we want to kind of talk about Grambling defense dominated one of the top offenses and the top quarterback, not only in the SWAC, but considered in the FCS, the Football Championship Subdivision. Akili Glass from Alabama A&M. You want to share some thoughts on that game, which was a surprise to a lot of people. A surprise to me.
What I think sometimes happens is sometimes people don't give a whole lot of credit to defense-dominant teams, and they look at offensive-dominant teams. I think the advantage was, first of all, Grambling with tradition and Grambling at home is a whole different program. And if you look at the margin of scores in 37-28, it seemed as if it was a ball game, but it seemed as if it showed that defensive dominance to present the end. I think Alabama A&M have shown everybody that when they go down, and they don't just stay down, they'll come back up with vengeance. I think if ever was a time for them to probably come off the high mountain, was probably down in Grambling. So it may have been a surprise to some people, but it was an expectation to me. But I didn't expect for the scores to be as high. I looked at the scores to probably be something like 26-20 or something like that. But anyway, kudos to the defensive dominant top ranked Grambling Tigers. See you there.
Awesome. And I tell you, Grambling came out and actually was down 14-0. And in the second quarter, they scored 24 points. And I'm turning the ball over two or three times. But you can't win a ball game, even at home. Definitely not on the road in the SWAC, because it's rough in the SWAC. On the road in the SWAC. So they end up, even though they scored 27 points, 28 points, just remember they scored the first 14 of the game, and Grambling spread out and scored up to 37. Then they scored the last two touchdowns of the game. So we'll applaud Grambling defense for being dominant. That defense was dominant. And we're going to give them a true shout-out to Grambling State University for defeating the number one ranked during the fifth week, Alabama A&M in Historical Black College and University by a score of 37-28. Brother Starr, if I want to jump on another game that it has caused some uproar, this game among the coaches may have put somebody on the hot seat. I don't know. But I don't know what you had heard. I'm just going about looking at Facebook and when the ASU, that's Alabama State University, they're typing things in. Alabama State University went down to Florida A&M. That's a hard place to play. And went down there and really man went to sleep. Final score of the game was 28-0. But that wasn't as big of the thing, is that they only had about two touchdowns the whole game. Less than 100 and some yards offense, total offense. So, Brother Star, I want your response. Now, remember, Florida A&M is new to the conference. Everybody was talking about, oh, it's going to be some football being played. You know what? It's already been played.
Your thoughts on that, Brother Stone?
I think if we look at ASU, and I kind of follow that game a little bit, and of course, needless to say, the offensive coordinator got fired. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, you got to make something
funny,
about it. I think that the adjustment that may have been made and the preparation going in and the respect from a former MEAC coming in was not one of the things that Alabama State was prepared for.
Yep.
I think that Florida A&M is going to change the mindset of a few more sweat teams going over. But I'm wondering about the adjustment that Alabama State going to make going forward. When I'm through that game, go 2-8-0 to 2-8-0. Ain't a hell of a lot more you can say about it. Other than lack of preparation and just not being prepared and no respect for the opponent, especially in Tallahassee. It's poor representation.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what, you know, it's easier to just find out where the problem may be, but I've always been the type of person to want to know what the solution is going to be. Because going forward, and going forward real quickly, we're going to find out where the real problem is. So I'm convinced that Alabama State was prepared to make that decision before they went. It was just a matter of using Florida A&M as a measuring stick. But I'm also sitting on my stool and waiting to see the end result of what is being snatched out at offensive coordinator, and just to see whose replacement is going to be and who's going to be the next man to go down.
Exactly. And that's awesome right there. And that's something we got to look at, because normally when they see a lot of time when they're struggling at the top, they start relinquishing duties from people who's under them. And it's normally the coordinator. That means you're trying to see your own self. And I think this early in the season, after four games, and when you be realistic, your first game, you know, that was a one-point win in overtime. Next game was a complete blowout. That was Auburn. And then they had an opportunity to play Bethune-Cookman, who is playing a tough down in Daytona Beach. But when they go on the road, it's a little different story. And then they go to FAMU. And they had a week off in between there. Now, you remember, so the preparation should have been in place. Fine, because he had some time to rest. Now, I just think there was some decisions, and I'm going to try to add a little background to it. It was some decisions made during preseason, in the second week of preseason, that may have led to this coordinator being removed. And I'll go back and I'll share it, because this young man left and went to Clark in Atlanta as offensive coordinator. He was a passing coach, a passing coordinator. And Brother Stone, you know what I'm talking about. They got a running coordinator, now they got a passer.
That's right.
So when he left, this other guy was looking great as long as he had him, and that's Richard Moncrief. He's over at Clark, and he left in the preseason 2 weeks, and he leaves. That's unusual. Yes, it was for a head coaching job, but as you know how the scuttlebutts are, the talk is that he was thought he would be the offensive coordinator. And the coach decided to stay with the man he just fired. So some things can brew slowly. Something can blossom big and wide. So we'll kind of keep an eye on this situation, because normally when the coordinators go, next step is to step up to the top seat. And there has been some rumbling. There has been some talking. Some people not happy. They even post a record of the 5 years, post this record at Morgan State. And it ain't nothing to jump around about. Not when you got more losses than you have wins. So the truth of the matter, there are some decisions have to be made. You got to make a decision, because if this game didn't send the word out, I'm quite sure on October the 30th. Now, what's that game played in Coast Star? October the 30th, the last Saturday in October. It's up in Birmingham. They call it.
Sound like the Magic City Classic.
Magic City Classic. And we're talking about it because we're talking about historical black colleges and universities. That game is a rival between two of the state universities in Alabama, historical black colleges and universities in Alabama. And the way it's set up now, that school, the school that's up in North Alabama, is up 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a telltale game for this coach. Even with Tuskegee come at the end of the year, people say, well, we beat Tuskegee, but Tuskegee is not even in our division. Alabama ain't in it is. So what do you want? You want the divisional win, or you just want to say you beat Tuskegee because they're 30 miles away? That's something we have to look at. So we have seen some awesome football so far. We want you to call in and share your thoughts about your hometown, your neck of the woods. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify the last four digits of your cell. Ask you to give your location, and you can join us and chat about your neck of the woods, and we're excited about doing that. All right, coming up, and we got to talk about these spotlight games. Brother Strat, frat. I'm gonna say frat. Man, we frat. Yeah, this frat night.
That's right.
The sixth week, you got homecoming by Alabama State and Arkansas Pine Bluff. It's a telltale time. They're at home. It's homecoming. It's something gonna have to be focused on. The next game, that's a spotlight game. We got number one, Jackson State University, taking on number two in the East, Alabama A&M up at Crosby, which is homecoming. Oh, man, I tell you, it's going to be a barn burner.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody going to set the barn on. It's going to be just like the barn caught on fire many years ago at home. Remember that? Everybody looked over and saw the place burning. It's going to be burning up there because you talked about
Prime Tango coming in with them dancing girls.
Yes, sir. See, you watch that commercial jump, you know, he just gained the spotlight. So he gained the spotlight to come, so he's going to bring the duck with him. he might have on a blue jacket. Come on, man, because he asked where is his blue jacket.
You
trying to get him a big save. So it's going to be an awesome ball game. So check them out, and it'll be broadcast. You can find it if it's not live streaming or on the Facebook page, or if it's not on ESPN. And I do believe this one's going to make ESPN somehow, some way. Whether it's ESPN News, ESPN 2, ESPN U, but it's going to make ESPN. Because we are the two top teams. Out of the top five in the power ranking, you have the number one versus the number five. So it's going to be an awesome weekend in Huntsville, Alabama. Homecoming is going to determine who's going to move forward and get closer to that championship on the Eastern Division, or who will have either their second or first loss. It's looked to be awesome. So check them out. You'll be on television. That's Jackson State University, number one ranking in the power ranking, against Alabama A&M University, number five in the power ranking. Homecoming in Huntsville, Alabama. But those are the spotlight games. Check it out. Put your meat in the seat. Support your team. And that's what it's all about with us, making sure you support your team. Brother Star, since we was talking about the firing of the offensive coordinator, I want to kind of move to our coach's corner and put this one in. I didn't put it in the format about who in the FBS look like they're on the hot seat. What coach look like they're on the hot seat? Have you noticed any coach that looks like he's on the hot seat right now.
I was on my page the other day, and all of a sudden something popped up with a bing bing, and I saw somebody sitting in the lap of a dancer, or a dancer sitting in the lap of a coach. I said, that can't be him.
Yes, sir. That's one person on the hot seat.
I know I'm
telling
you. NFL coach, but I always look at him as one of those guys that came from what? Came from college ball. Did so well. But anyway, I couldn't help but to throw that one in. I'm going to leave Urban Meyer alone because he has already earned the respect back from his team.
Yeah, exactly. It's Urban Meyer with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he's been the hot topic beside one other coach. And that other coach is Ed Ogeron. Down in Louisiana State University, they have put him on the hot seat. He is in a point where he possibly will lose 5 to 6 games. And if he can only lose 4, he might be capable. But if he loses 5 to 6, then I think there's going to be a coaching change now at Louisiana State University. Because 2 years ago, you was winning a national championship.
That's
had 6, 7, 8, 9 guys drafted in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And the program was on the upswing. And in 2 years, and this reminds you of a coach that did the same thing when they, back in 2010, go to Star Wars, and named James Chisholm. He had one of generational players that made a difference. Joe Burrow was a generational player. He's still doing it in the NFL. And Cam Newton was at Auburn. And they won a national championship. And 2 years later, they was flying out of the airport all over the country trying to hire somebody else to replace him. So you're not locked in forever. I want y'all to understand that. So those are the coaches that's on the hot seat. One, because of the decision they may have made. The other one, because his team is not living up to what everybody wants him to do. So you can share your thoughts. We want you. You can type it in on Facebook, or you can type it in on Instagram as a comment. It's all about football. Football is the hottest sports in America at this time. And I can tell you this weekend going to be a weekend that we can sit around and spotlight games and really enjoy it. But before I move to that, Brother Stoner, I want to take an opportunity to talk about two games that happened on the FBS level. Well, three. But two I want to get just kind of a little bit more in-depth. And that was number 2, Georgia, playing a ranked Arkansas team that hadn't been ranked in many, many years. They was beating everybody, but boy, Georgia was a buzzsaw. Georgia put them in the phone booth and started to swing and wouldn't let them out. Just give me your thoughts on that Georgia and Arkansas ball game that happened last week.
Georgia set the standard for what they're going to allow and not going to allow when they play against a pretty good Clemson team. Georgia has been known for its tenacious running back core. If you look in the league now, all over the league, the last 45 years, they've set Chubbs a number of big-time running backs. Yeah, running backs that may have been number three on their depth chart to the league.
Yeah.
I think what Arkansas has done to this point should not be degraded. It's just that it was just their time to get a piece of what Georgia is putting into football. Georgia putting back into football what football used to be back in Bear Bryant day. Just grind,
yes,
grind, and eventually you just lay down and say, I had a damn enough. And that's just the way they do it. And my hat goes off to it because that has been taken out of football. But it's back, and it's back at a high level. And, you know, I keep hearing two teams, Alabama and Georgia, nobody else. So we will soon see. But see, what happens when you got something that dominant coming from two conferences, it allows the committee to go out and get just whoever left that's undefeated, regardless of who they play.
Yep.
Because they don't want to give a team an opportunity to get in with two losses, and so unless it's Alabama.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If they lost each other twice, oh, Smith, that's something different. But you know, I think Georgia has shown that hey, we ain't giving up no points, and we're gonna put up just enough. They play that old Pittsburgh Steelers type football. We're gonna shut you down and put up enough to go to high. So hey, Georgia, it should be reckoned with.
It's awesome, awesome. And I tell you that 38-0 win over Arkansas. And I was talking to the King, and I was hoping he would call in as Coach Tremaine Edwards. And we was just having a conversation, Star. We was talking about we want to have a wide open show. Everybody want to see a whole lot of points scored. They don't want to see any defense scored. So you have what we call is RPO. Run pass option. We have them spread, five receivers, four receivers, everybody on the field. Then we call ourselves coming in with defense, which Arkansas came up with a defense that's probably stopped a spread. But when you have what they call this new 3-2-6, tell me who's going to stop those five offensive linemen. With the running back, H-back coming in that hole, you're going to stop him with 8 yards down the field. And what Georgia and Alabama did to Ole Miss, because Ole Miss had a 3-2-6. You're talking defense. They had three linemen for those people not aware of football. I want to share. We're going to teach for a moment. Three defensive linemen, two linebackers, and six defensive backs. Just remember the size of a defensive back. He might be 160 pounds. He might be spread it all and stop the pass, but he can't do that with that 225-pound running back. Got big 360-pound offensive linemen in front of him, and they just grinding you up. So Alabama and Georgia put both of those teams in a phone booth and refused to let them out.
That's true.
And then just pound. Yes, sir.
And when that head of steam comes up from that running back, once he get inside them linebackers, a corner ain't got a chance. No more than hang on. That's it.
See, Coach Stallworth said about football being different now than it was back in the days of the Bear Bryant running the wishbone and running that. Yes. It's something else different about football now. I'm going to share it with y'all. It is back in that day, you could come up and lay your helmet and shoulder pad on somebody. And these days, if you come up and lay your helmet and shoulder pads, you're going to the bench. So these boys know they got to grab and pull down. What Deion Sanders always said, he said, why you never come up and hit somebody hard? He said, I want to play the rest of the game, but all you want me to do is get him down. When a man weighs 215 pounds coming at you ahead of steam and you 10 yards back and you don't weigh about 180 pounds, you can't arm tackle him. You better get ready. And that's what's happening to Ole Miss. That's what happened to Arkansas. Everybody running the 3-2-6. It gonna happen to them all year, especially the teams like the Alabama, the team like the Georgias. They gonna load up and knock you off the ball, and they got good enough defense to keep you from scoring. So this is what we're looking at. Football is beginning to change a little bit. I think we're gonna go back to running the ball because we call ourselves smart. We got these defense 3-2-6, 3-3-5, and all that, but you ain't got a three. Lineman down there trying to stop five. Because when they throw a come in, they're grinding you up. They're going to eat you up. And then when they hit you in the mouth a couple times,
You know, Mike Tyson said something I want you to, I want everybody to remember. He said, everybody can get in the ring and say they can fight till they get that first punch. You get hit in the mouth, you make your mind up what you're going to do. So keep in mind, those who cheat separate themselves from everybody else because they made adjustments. They're able to make adjustments, and they still able to make the run the RPOs. They're still able to run a wide open set because they got the athletes to do it. Two leagues are still out of bubble, but they got a quarterback that's definitely on the rise. And they got receivers all over the place, tight ends, everything. It's hard to stop a team that can match you toe-to-toe and then a little bigger and a little stronger. Keep that in mind. We want you to be a part of the show. Call us at 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, actually your location, your name if you choose to. Get a chance to chat with Coach Tony Stallworth, Touchdown Tony Stallworth, and Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We are so excited to come before you and look at what's happening in sports, especially in our historical black colleges and universities, in our high school. One last thing we want to kind of touch on, Coach Stallworth, is looking at those spotlight games coming up this weekend. And there's one that stands out more so than any other game. And that's Auburn University versus Georgia.
Before you move to that, let me hit on something that I think that was a little bit of a surprise to some folks, but not to me. I think Florida kind of got into the level of play that they played against the University of Alabama and caught and didn't respect the University of Kentucky at all.
I've been watching
Kentucky all year long, and Kentucky came in that game undefeated, and Kentucky ain't bad defensive at all. That was a 20-13 game. So Kentucky could put a little bit of mess in the game because of the such dominance with the University of Alabama and University of Georgia. So it's going to be amazing to see how and if Arkansas can rebound from that whipping. It's going to be amazing to see can LSU save their coach as well as rebound from Auburn University. And Auburn University, to me, probably shouldn't have won the game before that because that was a controversial call. I give Patrick Nick credit in that game. A couple of high school trickery players where he throw the ball all over the field. That's not consistency. But that may have caused somebody to look at Ed's job. But it's going to be amazing to see how those two to three teams regroup after what happened last week because some of it was expected. Some of it was not. I really thought LSU would beat Auburn, and I thought that Florida would beat the University of Kentucky. So that's a little bit of a change in what we need to be mindful of. Can those two teams or three teams come back after such an unexpected loss?
Awesome, brother. I tell you. And that's something we want you to be looking for this weekend. This weekend is an awesome weekend. You really just called out a couple games, but there are many games that are going on you can check out. They got the Red River Shootout. They may have changed the name to it, but they basically have that going on between Texas and Oklahoma, both of the teams. Oklahoma is 5-0, and I believe Texas is, 4-1? If not, 4-1. Yeah, 4-1 because they lost to Arkansas. So it's going to be an awesome game over there at the Red River Showdown. And we don't want to say shootout because somebody might start shooting out. But showdown. And then you got that game over in where you got the game between Auburn and Georgia. You really will see whether, like Coach Stallworth said, whether this running around like you're still in high school going to play with this defense, that defense that held a one young man in there standing 6'7", 360 pounds. They said the talking heads and pundits said he pick him up. I mean, he runs. He can move 20 miles per hour. 360 pounds. 6'7",
sitting on that defensive line. You got them rocking, but even if you're trying to block him and get by him, he's going to run you down and put all that weight on you. That's going to be David, and that's Davis for Georgia. It's going to be an awesome weekend for football. I'm telling you, just get ready. Get your popcorn. Get your wings and get your libation or whatever it may be, and have a ball this weekend. Check out Auburn University in Georgia. Georgia's ranked number 2. Auburn, if I'm not mistaken, they're still 18. I believe it's somewhere in there. And then you have the University of Alabama taking that drive down to that flight down to Texas A&M. And Texas A&M really, really suffered this past weekend. And we don't even know which way they're going to go. So there's a 17.5 different than the betting line, meaning that Alabama has 17.5 points already up. Should beat them by that. And I believe it will be something close to that because I just believe they're just gonna put them in the phone booth. They're going to go to work. They're going to have their 3-2-6, and they're going to go to work on it. And if they adjust it, then they're going to spread the field. It's hard to stop a team that can adjust with no problem. So we can look for an awesome weekend over when we got Auburn and Georgia going. I'm going to be getting at it. And wherever you go, it's between the hedges. In Auburn, you got between the hedges, and Georgia, you got between the hedges. And then you have down there Alabama taking on Texas A&M. Then along with that, you have the Red River Classic, I'm going to call it, down in Texas at the state fairgrounds, around the Red River. You have Texas, University of Texas versus Oklahoma. We look to see some awesome ball game this weekend. Then in our historical black colleges and universities, we got to definitely talk about those games that's going to be happening this weekend. That's Jackson State, number 1 rank in the historical black colleges and universities, taking on the number 5 rank, who was number 1 last week, Alabama A&M University, for homecoming up in Huntsville, Alabama. If you can be there, put your meat in the seat. Then also you have an awesome game coming up with Alabama State and Arkansas Pine Bluff. Alabama State want to show everybody they're not 28 points less than a FAMU and definitely for homecoming, which is homecoming for Alabama State. They're going to show their fans something different. We have an awesome setup for the weekend. Get you again your popcorn, get your wings, get your celery, get your libation, and relax and enjoy yourself. It's going to be an awesome weekend. And the last thing I want to touch on, Brother Stallworth, is just looking at some things that's happening in the MEAC. We hadn't said anything about the MEAC, but we're going to say, and for those people not sure what the MEAC stands, it's the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. It is the second largest conference among historical black colleges and universities because the SWAC is the largest because they now have 12 teams and the MEAC have 16. But leading the MEAC is Norfolk State University, pulled off a big win last weekend by beating Hampton, who moved from the MEAC to, if not mistaken, the Big South. And they're moving up to, which is pretty much to the group of 5 level. So they're moved out over there. And also we'll get a shout out to Tennessee State University, to Coach Eddie Jones, winning his second ball game as a head coach. So things are happening. And we want to recognize all those things. So look forward for an awesome weekend. Find your schedule. We want to know about you and your high school. We want to know about your team that you're supporting in college. We've got several people joining us on Facebook, Brother Stallworth, on Instagram, and on the board. We have about 5 minutes, and we're going to get ready to wrap it up. And what I wanted to do, I want to give a shout-out to a couple of teams out of Florida and a couple of teams out of Georgia. We want to give them a shout-out. The number 1 ranked team, which is an 8-8, the number 8-8 in the state of Florida in a Region 3, District 12, is Venice, Florida. Venice High School. They're 4-0. The number two ranked team, I want to give a shout out to them because they're down there for a lot of them. Carter Gibbs. They have several players that are now playing at our Southeastern Conference team. A lot of them come out of Fort Lauderdale. Then we have Darnbar out of Fort Myers wrapping up the number three spot. Now, it's one school down in Florida. They can't put them in the ranking because they're not a part of the ranking. They're not part of the high school association. That's IMG Academy. They're playing at a high level. They got three or four different teams. And I want to give a shout-out to a young man from McCall, Alabama. He's playing. This is second year, third year down there. And that's Chris Owaki. He's my grandson, first cousin, plays down in IMG Academy down in Florida. And they got a travel team, and they got a varsity white and a varsity blue. And they play all over the country, but they play in the state of Florida as well. So we give a shout-out to them. Also, I want to give a shout-out to those teams in Georgia. And, you know, we can't forget about them teams in Georgia because, you know, they have a lot going on in the state of Georgia. And they have some awesome football. And this place, a lot of people have heard of. They're ranked number two. That's Warner Robins. I know everybody heard of Warner Robins. They 6-0.
Oh, yeah.
Collins Hill is ranked number one. And then we have North Cobb, which is Kennesaw. So that's North Cobb County, which is Kennesaw. They're ranked number three. Then you have Beaufort, ranked number four. Those are the teams that make up that many other teams. I could call out all those teams, but I'm not going to call out all of them. I just want to let you know those top four and what they're doing in the state of Georgia. We don't want to feel again about South Carolina. And we're going to wrap this show up because we're down to 3 minutes. Dutch, 4-5-0. They're ranked number one. Gaffney, ranked number two, 6-0. Fort Dorchester in Northern Charleston, 5-0. Number five is Northwestern in Rock Hill. Number eight is T.L. Payne in Anderson. Those are the schools up there ranked, but there's other schools. Four is A.C. Flora in Columbia. Those schools are making things happen. So let's keep up with those, support those schools as well. Put your media to see if that's one of your schools or you know somebody attended the school. Fellow Stalwart, it's been awesome. I want you to share some parting words because I want to give some shout-outs to some of these people that's joined us and let them know we appreciate them taking time to be with us.
Dr. Smith, I didn't get a chance to tell you, my
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Happy birthday and many more.
Yeah, it's my celebration week, man. I'm celebrating.
And when you get like the two of us that have gone down in the valley, up to the treetop, around the circle now and then, seen a few cotton fields and pass by and saying, "Ooh, so glad it ain't me."
What you talking
it's
about?
It's called. Come reflecting back and saying, thank you, Lord. Not Lord, but thank you, Lord.
No, that's right. Yes,
and it's ever so deserving of a brother to have a happy birthday. It is you, my brother, from another mother.
Thank you.
Again, happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
It has tuned in again. It has been good. It has been great. The time has come. My parting words are, do have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day take you.
Thank you, Brother Stalwart, so much for those wishes. I tell everybody, you know, I started the week off celebrating. Now my actual birthday is on October 9th. But you know what? I'm taking it. Now, because I want to get up. I'm not like some people take a month. Some people take 2 months. I just want to take a week. I just want to be able to celebrate. I thank you if you want to send me happy birthday. And I'm not going to be like everybody else, cash out, because they just send it to me, and I'm going to send you money back, because that's what it's all about, because we do bless you. We truly bless you. We're glad to do that. And we also wrap all things as well through our, you know, through the radio station, WDSW, Internet Talk Radio. And we're so glad to have that opportunity. We want to give a shout-out to these individuals. Star Wars, we got to do this. We got C. Renee, Anton, and Tony, I'm on stage. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We got Brother Aaron Rev, Aaron.Rev, which is Brother Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett joining us
as well.
We have Sigma Man. _1914, member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. A shout out to Carol Davis, a winner of our 4-day, 3-night trip. And she's going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee to enjoy herself for those 4 days and 3 nights. Thank you, Carol, for joining us. Wallace Hawkins. Thank you, fam, for joining us. Wallace Hawkins. Also, Shanita Aronson Mitchell, truly family. Friend, we thank you for taking time as well to join us. Oh, we're going to give a shout-out to this young lady because she's been a guest on our show, but she's always supporting us, none other than Minister Denise Stephanie. Now, on top of that, our co-host of Talking Real to You Prime Time, the Love Cafe, she's joined us from Oakland, California. The lady that put the boots on the ground, known as Tina Robinson, Sister Tina Robinson, owning my own truth. And also for Minister Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry out of Berkeley, California. See, we're all on the West Coast, my brother. We're out there and people are joining us. Give a shout out to my frat brother, our frat brother, Timothy Kenny, out of the state of Georgia. He's making some awesome things happen through his ministry, which is Game Changer. Check him out. See what he's doing. See how he's making a difference in our community. Oh, we give a shout out to our co-host who was with us tonight. He's checking us out on Facebook as well. That's Brother Tony Touchdown Stoneward. He's joining us as well. All these people. I didn't want to forget this young lady. She's been with us, and I thank her for taking time to be with us. If I can get my computer not to move around so much, and it's moving around a lot, we also have Carrie Jackson, who's joining us as well. Thank you, my sister, for taking time. And all those members of the Divine Nine, thank you for taking time to be a part of this. We're going to keep on grinding. 429 episodes. Still moving, my brother. Still trying to make it happen. Just remember, follow the safety protocol. We want you to go and support our young people or our individuals that play in these sports, whether it's professional, but practice safety. Just remember to wear the mask. Just remember to stay 6 feet. Just remember to stay at home if you have to. Just remember, wash your hands. Get the vaccine. Get it, but you got to have those other things in place so it can really work for all of us. Not just for you, for all of us. That's what we're asking. So everybody, thank you so much for doing what you're doing, supporting us. I'm going to say thank you. And you can send all that congratulations and the celebration and the wishes, well wishes for my birthday coming up. Want to be on Saturday now, but you can do it now, always during the week, because I said mine is all this week. I'm taking charge of that. Help me celebrate. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, all of you all who are supporting WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the Smithway Enterprise, all of the shows that we have, all the hosts and the co-hosts, the special guests, all those people, experts that come in. Thank you. We wouldn't be at 429 without you. I truly love each and every one of y'all. Hashtag is always responsible. The second one is one life matter. Keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. It's a mindset. Hashtag, we got this. We're gonna make it through because God got us. Hashtag make it do what it do. And last but not least, as we begin to close out, you know, I always say that in my heart, I know God has blessed me to be able to do this, but also in your heart to be able to side on and be a part of it. We couldn't do it without you. We just love you. We truly love you. And, you know, it's just what God do for us, you do for all. Just remember that. So, you know, I want to try to pull something out before we close it out. And I'm strolling through some of our music right here so we can kind of let you know that we have to remember that whatever we're doing, we have to keep in mind, truly, truly, our best days are ahead of us. God's going to bless us. But we always have to remember, he loves us so much. And I want to say it to you because it's coming from my heart. And I know you're going to have a better day tomorrow because he's going to bless you. Because I'm praying for you and you pray for me. I'm going to say good night and we'll see you next week. We're going to have a ball next week. The rest of the week is my time to have some fun. Let's make it do what it do now. Have an awesome rest of the night. Because you know what? I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
Your best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best. As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen them.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a... My brother, my brother, my brother. What you know?
Would you
deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best.